Perfect. Cool.
Eee.
Well, awesome. Well, we are rolling.
Are we doing a thing?
We're doing the thing. We're getting to it.
All right.
Yeah. We can dive right in. We can kind of just shoot the shit to warm up.
Welcome
for a
to Fueled by Lore. Yeah. This is a podcast.
Welcome on, John. How have you been? It's been a long time since I've heard from you, so.
Yeah, it's been a while. I've been finishing up school. Mm-hmm. I have my last semester in the winter, so I'm finishing a few of my classes now, and I've been working in aviation ever since I graduated from high school. I never thought I would become a pilot until later on, but mm-hmm. I got my first class flight medical during COVID, and I'm all set for medical for becoming a pilot, so I'm chasing that passion.
Nice. Well, congrats on that. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thanks.
Welcome to Fueled by Lore, our goofy little podcast that we have going. I'm your host, Patrick Garner. Joining me is...
Hi, I'm Beth.
And then today we have John. Is it Bingham or Bingham?
Yeah, Bingham.
Bingham. Awesome. Well, welcome on. We're kind of chasing the theme of connection through art, and I think that you are quite the person to have on for this little thread, because I know that you are an avid concert goer, and you were around at a lot of the local shows back in the day, and I also know that you followed Rise Against around on tour, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah,
I had such a blast. It was a lot of friends over the years, so we all got together and mm-hmm. we just followed them around the country. But I've loved their music since I was, I think, 10 years mm-hmm. old. Once I heard them on Burnout 3, the video game with Give mm-hmm. It All, and I don't know about racing games, but their soundtracks are amazing. Yes. That's how it got me interested in punk rock, and that band was just because of those racing games. And then I was oh, I gotta go check out more of their songs, and mm-hmm. I'm glad I did. The rest is history. I've seen them 36-37 times.
Oh, wow.
38 in July.
Oh, nice. And so with following them around on tour, how did you get connected with the people that you would go to the shows with?
Interesting.
Did you just meet them at... Oh, go for it. Sorry.
Interesting story. I met them. The friends that I've talked to over the years was from Facebook. And also I mm-hmm. met my friend Joey on YouTube. Because I've been doing editing concert videos since 2011. And that's just how I got interested in editing videos. I just thought another shot from the same location with the same band. It's oh, that's super cool. And so I got the hang of that, and I just been posting their songs, and I've been it's like a multi-cam collage of that song
yeah.
being played around the venue, and I think that's just really, really cool. And I posted a video, and then throughout the years had no idea about Joey being this guy until we talked about it, and it was oh, you're this person. It was oh, I'm this person. And then it clicked, and we've been friends for 10 years.
That's awesome.
But we found out that we reconnected on Facebook, and then when Rise Against plays Chicago, mostly in the summer, I go fly out to them and see them play in Chicago. Then I'll hang out with Joey and his friends that we've met over the years, and it's just been mm-hmm. a blast every time.
Yeah, I think it's it's always super fascinating and super cool just to kind of see how you have these little communities and groups of friends that pop up from just being a, what's it called, enjoying similar things. Like you run into a concert and then you just, it's kind of like your own little community. And it's really awesome that it can, it doesn't have to just be in one place. It can be across the nation or across the world, really.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, do you think you've, has there been like a show that was your favorite Rise Against?
Oh, that's a hard one. On the tour or just in general?
I'd say just in general. So for just Rise Against shows, which one would you think was your favorite?
That's a hard one. I can give you my top five.
Okay.
Not my number one is always going to change every year.
Oh yeah.
The most like recent concert I went to was the one at mm-hmm. Fiddler's Green, and they played Big Gig with Cage mm-hmm. the Elephant mm-hmm. and some other bands. But I live pretty close in that area, and just seeing yeah. them play about like 20 minutes mm-hmm. from where I live, it was such a great drive. Like I was home yeah. within 20 minutes from the concert. I was like, that's the fastest I've been home since their concerts. But before COVID, like this is November 2019, I got invited to go see them up in Fort Collins, and they were mm-hmm. doing a show for their recording studio is up in at Fort Collins. Mm-hmm. Now I have some connections there, and I wanted to go see them up in Fort Collins because they haven't really like their name wasn't on it, even on the bill. It was just like just the question marks, and I was like, I think Rise Against is going to play this show. I'm going to buy a ticket and go support my friends and friends and family that I have over there at the Blasting Room and Rise Against camp. And that show, they played a small set list, but they don't like really record their shows, but they recorded for I think either a documentary or something like that. But they had like TV cameras around the venue. It was really cool to see that like in person, like up close, right in personal, and they recorded all the bands that night, and it was really cool to experience that. But my favorite song live that I haven't heard from them in a really long time is The Strength to Go on mm-hmm. Appeal to Reason, and hearing that song live was just incredible. Mm-hmm. And I remember the lead singer Tim looking down at me, singing the lyrics back to back. Like I think the last part of that song is just a monumental lyrics mm-hmm. in my life, and the strength to go on from through life difficulties, and I think that's where I got my my strength to go on.
Mm-hmm. It's always like magical when you can find like a song or like an album or just even an artist. You know, it doesn't have to be super specific. Just that, you know, you find that connection in their art, and it can make a really huge impact on your life. So thanks for sharing. That's really cool. And then so you've done a lot of Rise Against following for sure. Been to plenty of those shows. How about I know that you were also very active in the local scene back around when I was playing shows and stuff. And then so our listeners unfortunately cannot see your Colorado hat, but do you kind of want to give us a quick rundown on how that hat kind of came to be and how it became kind of your staple going to local shows and everything?
Of course. So this hat that I'm wearing, I'll send you guys a picture. But it's signed by most bands that have a connection to Denver, and I picked this up at a random hat store. It's like, oh, okay, I'm going to go see Rise Against up in Wisconsin, might as well represent Colorado there. And believe it or not, it was just like a white Colorado hat, and then throughout the years kind of changed color over the years, but it got signed pretty well within the local scene. And I've just been going to shows. My friend Sean from the Midnight Club, him and I went to high school, and I had friends at Creek that know the other band members. Mm-hmm. So we all got together, and I just really enjoyed their music. So I reached out to the drummers, like, hey, I haven't been to a concert. This is like 2015. And I haven't been to a concert since at least 2010 from Green Day and AFI was my very first concert. So it's been like about 4 years since I've been to a local concert. And they played with Manic, 1,000 Miles of Fire, Andrew's former band, and then Postcards, and then the Midnight Club. And I think that I still have that ticket. I have it signed. I have to find it, but it's signed by mostly all the band members that played that show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that show.
Collecting that. It's been one of my staples in high school. Like if I had a bad day or just like sitting down and I just want to take, I'll listen to Postcards, My Departure, mm-hmm. front end to back.
Oh yeah. That's a really incredible album. And I also love that Postcards, I'm pretty sure, has come up in every single episode. So we're going strong. So I'm glad you were able to bring them back and make sure that they got represented. But it was only a matter of time before we started talking about them.
Yeah.
So you kind of got involved through your friends in the Midnight Club or into the local scene. And then did you kind of have like a similar experience as you did with Rise Against shows, where you kind of almost like stumbled into a bit of a community there with the local yes. scene in Denver?
Absolutely. Once I went to like their shows, like, back to back, I was like, oh, this is pretty cool, like mm-hmm. I gotta listen to the bands. And then I checked out 1000 Miles of Fire more, and there were just like maybe two or three people at that time, and mm-hmm. I followed them, but I followed more of the Midnight Club because I wanted to go see my friends play cool yep. venues and just tell all my friends that in school. It's like, oh, what you did this weekend? It's like, I want to go see my friend's band play. Mm-hmm. It's just a cool thing. And it's just been, it kind of like that domino effect, one show after the another. At that time, I wasn't really much into school, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I was more focused on like music video editing and just see where I can take that, and just building the network, my mm-hmm. community that helped me get through high school. And looking back on it, just hanging out with them, I got to know Rain in July, the band yep. members from them. Saints of Never After mm-hmm. up in Fort Collins, Greeley area. There's so many other band members and names that I'm forgetting, but it's really good to, and Dominique, I met her at a Postcard mm-hmm. show actually.
Yep.
That was a fun, and you guys played that show. It was Maddie's Chains, Postcards, and Rain in July. And then I think there's another band that would play that gig, but that was a really cool show.
Mm-hmm.
It was like midwinter Colorado though, so it's like January of just straight cold outside, but it was just a yep. fun time. And seeing everybody play was incredible, and seeing Maddie's change. Like I have like concert pictures, and I took some of pictures of you guys, and everybody had like a crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, one of my favorite local shows in general has to be when it was 2016.
Mm-hmm.
It was Postcards, and then all the members from like the Midnight Club were at that show. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I'm not alone for this one. I was yep. like, okay, I'm gonna go see Postcards, and they played at that show. It was in 2016. It was My Departure just came out, uh-huh. and they played Zombies, Monsters and Zombies, and that crowd was insane.
Yep,
and I didn't take yeah. a video or recorded it, but I wish I did. But wow, that just hearing that song live was yeah, just amazing, and
that had to have been their tour kickoff, I believe, with the band formerly known as Bruise.
Yes, that sounds familiar.
Yep, yeah. Because that one was at the Marquee, and then everyone went nuts for that song. I remember that. Always goes to show the, always keep your old recordings, all your old photos and everything. And we talk about it all the time. It's just kind of having like an artist graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes you don't want to share it with the world, and I'm kind of bummed that Postcard still hasn't released that EP, but that's fair. That's fair that they, you know, Aiden didn't feel like that was the thing to have out anymore, but I am glad that he did pull that song out for that show, so.
Yeah, and then their new version of Monsters off of their other EP that came mm-hmm. out, I got to hear that way before it came out, and that was amazing to hear, like having that personal connection.
Yeah.
Just going to shows, it shows like their dedication and the fan base dedication.
Mm-hmm.
Because I told my friends, just like, oh, hey, do you want to come see this really cool band this weekend? I was like, oh, for sure. And that's just how I got like tickets and everything. So it was really nice to just hang out with friends from at my school, checking out my friend's band.
Mm-hmm.
And many other bands I've been friends with over the years. I'm still in contact to this day. I've just been focusing on school and aviation. But that's why I took some time for myself to figure out what I want to do after COVID, because COVID changed a little bit of things for my passion and just the recovery process and what the industry that I'm in, that how it relates to music. I get to see all of, like, the 50 states and see where they are and see, like, oh, that's, I remember this venue. And then and just the travel aspect, I really enjoyed it. And I think that going to those shows, I know that those cities, when they bring up in conversations, like, okay, I know Tampa, I've been there, I've been to Chicago, I can help people out there get around. And it's been great so far. I love it ever since. Like during COVID, during 19, I was a line tech, and I met the Kardashians. They flew in with their private jet, and I was a line tech, and I got to meet them, and I also got to meet the Offspring. The lead singer is a pilot, so he flew in his Citation. He came into our airport, and I was like, you guys seem so familiar. It's like, may I ask you what the livery on your, it's like the album art, but it's like the album art on for an aircraft is like the livery. I was like, oh, what's that livery? You guys are so familiar. It's like, oh, we're the Offspring. It's like, yep, that makes sense. It was like, well, and then we would talk to the FBL, because we had to field their plane. And then I was like, well, since we're feeling your plane, after we got done, it was like, well, I have like music connections. And then the bassist was like, oh, what's your favorite like Offspring song? I was like, I think like The Days Go By is one of my favorites. It's just like an off song that they don't usually play, but it was like, yeah, we need to play that song more. I like that. It's like kind of slow, but it's just great driving music. And hearing that song and talking to them like very personally, and my managers came over, was like, how do you know them? It was like, oh, we had this mutual connection over the years, and they my friends toured with them, and back in the 90s. And it was like, oh my goodness, it's like, yes, it was like, it was an awesome moment. And I had that just recently. I was working at one of those like car rental places for just to get some time off, and like during COVID, and figure out what I can get back into aviation. That was like a really good stepping stone. And Ryan Key from Yellow Card came in, and he recognized me, and I haven't seen him in 4 years, and I was the the front row, and he recognized me, and that was like super cool, because I was like, I usually recognize a musician, but they recognized me, so it was like a U-turn. And it was just an awesome experience on seeing him and talking about it. It was like, oh, what you do? It was like, oh, that's awesome. He's doing, I think, music production now. But it was really cool to experience that. And he reminded me from his shows, like, yeah, you were the kid in my front row of my last concert. I was like, of course I was. It was incredible. And we got to hear Ocean Avenue the day prior, like front to back in Los Angeles at the Navo. And that venue is really cool. A lot of punk bands have played there. But hearing that album front to back, and I have this picture of me wearing the Colorado hat too. So, and that just popped up. That was like 5 years ago to the day.
Yeah, I think I remember you mentioning that he signed that hat as well. So it's not just been reserved for us local musicians. It's got some big names on there.
Yeah, because they recorded he wrote Lift to Sail in Denver. But yeah, that was a really cool experience and talking to him, because I haven't talked to him in a good while. But just that experience and talking to them after their shows was just a really cool experience as well. And I think that's how you build the community, because with Rise Against, that's how I started knowing them. And I've been going to over 38 shows over the past, 2011, since 2011, almost 10 years now, about 10 years now. And having that experience that's how I built my music connections, and within the local scene or within the major labels.
Yeah. And I think also just with the story with Ryan is like, it is, you know, all those musicians, those artists, they do notice and they do remember, because that kind of support that you get is huge, because it's not a very easy time to get to the point, to the position that Yellow Card was able to make it to, that Rise Against is able to make it to. So you know, it's, I, that makes me feel good just knowing that the artists do, you know, that take note and remember and go that extra step to show their appreciation, because I get excited that people will just show up to listen to me at all. So I think it's, you know, when you get to that level of recognition, it can be tough to kind of remember everybody, and that's fair. So I think power to them and being able to recognize you, and I'd imagine a whole bunch of other people too. That's got to make their days.
Oh, absolutely. At the big gig show, I saw Rise Against, and during that show at Fiddler's Green at Big Dig, they the guitarist, they recognized me, of course, like every show, and they pointed down at me. It was like, oh, this is for you. This is the Give It All. And that was just an epic moment, because he tended a speech about Fort Collins, and Zach pointed at me. He's like, oh, you know about this.
Yep.
And it's just been, it's been great ever since. Like every show from Chicago, Tampa, Philadelphia, Philly. I've seen them in, I've seen them in Wisconsin, Chicago, Philly, North Carolina, Charlotte, and Raleigh, all of Florida, basically, Jacksonville, Miami, Tampa, and then Texas, Dallas, Houston, and Austin, and then about 6 or 7 times in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Going the whole distance for sure.
Yes, I've traveled the country seeing that band, and every show has been great. One of my like favorite shows like I remember was in 2015, they played the Fillmore with Killswitch Engage and Let Live, and they played a like sold out show, and I have that poster signed by the bands like 2 years later. And when I bring it to their signing, they signed that poster, and Brandon was just like, hold on, I'm going to take like a couple minutes to look at this. Because I was probably the only person from Colorado in that room with the drummer. And I've been friends with them for, I think, like 10 years. Like, they know me by name. Like, that's just how it's been around the industry. And actually, right in my, I know you guys can probably can see this, but I have the Transistor Revolt signed by the three original band members of Rise Against. Like, this is their demo record, and this is the only one that is signed by the original band members. Right here, before they were even Rise Against. So, and I have a video of that with the band, and I made Tim's day on that one. I made everybody's day on that. But yeah, I have quite a lot of signatures, and I have a guitar pick from Green Day and Rise Against. I those were like my bands that I've listened to growing up in like elementary school to high school to now. And just having that, like looking back on like those tough days, like, oh, I remember that show. It's like, oh yeah, wow. Well, just looking back at that set list, was like, those songs definitely mean just like a soundtrack to your like tough days.
Yeah, it's really cool that you can, you know, we all get the opportunity to kind of connect with, you know, an artist and kind of grow up with them and their music and watch it all, you know, change and grow as we grow. And then it's kind of nice because, like you said, it's just like a blast the past. Like when you were listing a couple of local shows that you played at, it was just kind of, for me, it was kind of nice to just be like, oh yeah, I remember playing that one or seeing that one or being there and being like, oh, I remember what was going on in my life at that point. And then just kind of, you know, it's nice to look back, acknowledge what happened, no matter what, how hard it was, and then kind of just appreciate the time that we all got to share.
Definitely.
Yeah. Would you recommend people to pick an artist and follow them around on tour?
Yes, I think it builds like a community, and you never know who you're going to meet on tour. And I have friends in a lot of states. Like if I'm traveling or anything, it's like, oh hey, what you doing tonight? It's just like that, and just having that instant connection is like, okay, awesome, I'll see you tomorrow. And then and that's literally what happened on that tour, and it's just been great ever since. I'm still in contact with some friends in like friends, and I consider them family as well. Mm-hmm. It's just been knowing them for such a long time and having those life experiences, and seeing the really cool thing about seeing the band in each city, you get to know their crowd in different cities. Like when the lead singer says, "Oh, Charlotte, Chicago, Wisconsin, Florida, like Miami, Jacksonville, Tampa, like those kind of things." It makes the show very unique, but it also makes the experience even better because you're experiencing with that crowd that for that evening. One of my like favorite shows, and it poured rain in Charlotte when I saw Rise Against, and they have like an Instagram picture of me holding up Tim during Give It All, and it was just point it straight rain poured the entire show. It was one of my favorite like memories of like going to shows outside of the country, and I've outside of the states. I've seen Yellow Card in California. That was an incredible experience. And seeing bands in California, California rocks. It's their punk rock scene is insane. And then Denver local scene coming back to that. I saw Green Day right after that, and that was just an incredible experience and seeing them and everything. I've been listening to music for a while. I've been playing the piano since I was 4 years old, and then I learned how to play like my friend's songs on the piano. I was like, okay, I'm not going to read like actual music. I just want to play my friend's band songs, and it's just create more of that personal touch.
Yeah. Did you kind of just decide to pick up piano, or was it kind of, parents being like, hey, like you're going to learn an instrument and that's the one you picked, or?
Looking back at it, probably because I have an older brother, and he started on piano, and then he switched over to guitar, but he is older than me. So if it didn't work for him, it might have worked for me.
Yeah.
I'm glad that it did. And then I picked up guitar here and there, because it's similar to the piano in my eyes, in just music in general. So I can pick it up pretty quickly, but hearing that song on different kind of instruments is just an incredible thing. But hearing and playing like your friend's song on the piano and then playing it for them is just it's just a really cool experience. But one of my favorite things about this local scene is I went to Journeys or Vans one day in Park Meadows, and Postcards, Nice to Meet You video was playing on their TV screen. It was like, no way, I know them.
Whoa.
And the counter guy was like, you seriously know them? I was like, absolutely. Yeah, that's Aiden. And then I went through all the band members, their history. Was like, that is a really cool experience. It was like, that's awesome.
Man, I had no idea that you had that music video was playing in stores like that. That's super cool.
Yeah, it was either Journeys or a van store, but they had like TV screens of music videos. And I randomly walked in that day, and that's that video. And I was like, wow, what is this song? So like, my iPod is not playing right now, is it? And then I checked. It was like, nope, that's the TV screen.
Man.
That was an incredible experience. I told Aiden, was like, yeah, guess who I saw at when I was shopping today? I was like, I saw you on the TV screen. it was an awesome experience. And I just love that like scene and helping those bands like grow. Like I've been to the Midnight Club. I've seen them ever since they were like a band. And I got shout out at a few shows for that, and because I've seen them at like with the Gothic, and then they played Fiddler's Green at Big Gig one year, so I saw them there, and it was just another incredible experience. But just seeing that like your own like from a personal perspective from this local scene and helping out bands, connections can really help and provide them for like memories or even concerts playing big venues years to come in the future.
Yeah honestly, like getting the hearing someone cover your song is something that I think it's kind of magical, because it's like a really solid like show of appreciation. I know there was a house show that I remember we played. It was like my old band. And so it was Finding Common Ground, and Postcards was playing. And I know Finding Common Ground just kind of pulled out a, like an, like a Postcards cover, and I remember just it's funny to see that and have everyone like kind of how Aiden reacted and everything. And it's just, you know, getting to a point where people actually want to play your songs is something that's truly special. So I think that it's really cool that you sit down on the piano and figure out your friend's songs and are able to kind of play it for them. Because that, again, like that's a huge show of just like, hey, I dig what you're making.
Yeah, what a nice gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think about like going over like those that Postcard record, My Departure, I think Finding Common Grounds, they posted like I was like getting more research and I was on my lunch break. I was like, I'm going to the show. Mm-hmm. I gotta like listen to the band music. Mm-hmm. So I searched up Postcards and I was listening to that track and those lyrics in that song. Oh, mm-hmm. Like over the years. Damn. Yeah. It's pretty good. This looking mm-hmm. back at it, and Your Absence is like the very first New York City, Back to the Rocky Mountains, that hit home for me because my family's mm-hmm. from New York, and then they moved to my mom moved from New York to Denver, and that was just been my childhood like vacations, going to New York and then going back to Denver. So mm-hmm. once I heard those lyrics, I was like, okay, this band mm-hmm. is it.
Yep.
Hits home, and that song is just great. I love mm-hmm. that song.
Yeah, also
like
really...
I shouted out Aiden on Snapchat. I was like, you still listen? I was like, of course, absolutely. This is one of my favorite like local scenes album that I play mm-hmm. like not repetitively, but like it's on my like when I go to the gym, it's gonna be on there.
Yeah. Also with the kind of the covering and stuff too, like I do love how Postcards did end up naming that song Finding Common Ground as kind of a nod of appreciation to the band. Finding Common Ground. I had totally forgotten about that, and I do really, you know, it's just really awesome to see that kind of support back and forth.
That definitely. Mm-hmm. And seeing 1,000 Miles of Fire open for The Main, mm-hmm. that was an incredible show. Because I brought my best friends from high school, and we went to that show together. It was like, oh, hey, I know you're interested in music, but my friend's band are playing like a huge concert downtown in like mm-hmm. with the band The Main, and they play like really cool music, so I'm gonna go see them. And I bought them to that venue. We had a blast, such a blast mm-hmm. that night. But it was just like experience, and everybody was like, oh, hey, John. Oh, hey, hey.
Yep.
It's like, you're such a quiet kid in high school. It's like, yeah, this is what I do on the weekend. it's been great. And I think I went to a like my best friend sat down and was like, he went to a concert every single weekend from like at least from June 2016 to like at least until we graduated.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that's the way to do it. That was, you know,
yeah.
You go, you get a t-shirt, and you hope everyone asks you about it when you go back to school on Monday.
Yeah. But yeah, everybody, that was a great time. And having that experience was something that I can bring back to school and show my friends. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, my friends are in this band. You got to go check out their music. It's great, great driving music. And I just been passionate about like supporting. And then I got into my Instagram thing. And then I just posted I posted their pictures and concert pictures and concert videos. Mm-hmm. And I think that just snowballed into the more connections and more people coming to their shows. And this is like for the Midnight mm-hmm. Club as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just been an incredible experience. They moved to LA recently and they've mm-hmm. just been staying out there. But yeah, I'm still in contact with every band member that was in the Midnight Club and all these bands that I've mentioned over the years. And but yeah, during with COVID, it's kind of tough. Just have to figure out your own thing.
And, exactly.
But I'm glad everything worked out and mm-hmm. things are looking much brighter during that time. And now it's off to the races.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep. It's nice to see live music coming back. It's something that I think honestly was undervalued prior to COVID. And now it's kind of really coming back. And I'm excited that hopefully a lot of the smaller fish will get a lot more opportunity to play because everyone is kind of just hungering for live music. So I'm excited for the next couple years to see I'm still predicting a bit of an explosion in, you know, just local arts and ground roots. So hopefully that happens, but we'll see.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, just talking about like going over like for touring and stuff. Like my struggle on tour was, I think just like finding like good food. Like it's tough. It is not really one of the best like offers on tour was, but it's just like, okay, what's good food in this city? And then we just did that and just got around the like culture food and stuff. It was a really cool experience because listening to music is definitely brings the culture.
Yep.
And having that experience and I think going to the venues and rocking out and then driving to the next city.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an experience. Like definitely one of the greatest road trips I've been on. Hearing about music in different cities and going to go see your friend's band play in different cities and hopefully they recognize you.
Yep.
And that's just been happening ever since I've seen Rise Against play. Like one of my favorite shows was they played this acoustic at the Paramount. And the last time I went to the Paramount was when I was in the first grade and we got like a venue tour afterwards for like some play. So it was a really cool experience. Like I remember this, but this was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I looked at a picture of my first grade class. And I was like, at that venue, I was like, yep, I've been there. I saw Rise Against many years later. And I looked at the picture and one on the concert posters, it had Green Day on there. And I was like, nice. I didn't recognize it until like later, like just last week. It was like, after how many years of having this picture, I didn't recognize that. Like I was listening to them at that time too. Cause I had an older brother and we just shared music and American Idiot came out that year. So Holiday and Boulevard Broken Dreams was a big hit because kids were seeing it at school. And then Yellow Card came on like Ocean Avenue. That was one of the biggest songs that I'd be like, no. And then just recently in college experience, just like maybe three years ago, but since playing the piano, I learned like Basket Case. I've learned so many great songs on the piano just to like see if anybody recognizes them and get the crowd going in the public place. And I played Basket Case in the middle of lunch. Like it was like almost a full, it was the busiest day. It was like, okay, nobody's going to play the piano. I'm just going to go surprise everybody. So I pulled out and I played Basket Case. And after that, everybody was so silent. And then after I got there, I was like, oh my goodness, that was just awesome. And everybody was like, after I played, just like, oh my God. And then like the next day, it was like, oh yeah, you're the kid that played Basket Case in the middle of lunch yesterday. I was like, yes, I was. but having that experience was just incredible. Like just seeing what the talent and music community can do is like, oh, there's an open piano. It's like, go play your favorite song and maybe get the crowd going. You've seen those YouTube videos and it's just been a remarkable experience on that. From personal, it's like, oh, somebody else knows that song. And I think that's another connection.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's art and especially in music and everything and just being willing to be kind of vulnerable enough to say like, yeah, I connect with this song and you don't always have to say why, but you know, it's that unspoken bond that you can always have with other people is, you know, an appreciation over a piece of art and just kind of how it speaks to you. I think it's also cool. I also wanted to touch back on kind of looking at venues that you've been to and stuff, because I think that's as a musician, it's super cool to kind of look at the history of each kind of venue and be like, oh, I've, you know, this artist who's like legendary performed here at one point. So I got to stand here and perform to people. Because what was, I think one of the early shows that I did in high school was at Cervantes, the other side, which that in like the early 1900s, it was that was like the place to go to see jazz in Denver. So it was really cool to kind of be like, oh, I got to perform on a stage that, you know, Louis Armstrong performed on way back in the day. And that kind of thing. And then also even just like recently, you know, playing at like the Marquee and stuff and being like, I've been to this show or this venue so many times and now I get to play here. I've seen so many of like my kind of heroes pass through, so it's always exciting to kind of see who's been there. And it's funny to look back and be like, oh, that's right, this is going on, and you never know what kind of connections you had and almost kind of missed.
Yeah. Steeped in history.
Mm-hmm. But we do have one final question after that one, and it is just to close it off. First off, John, thanks for being on.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks for sitting down and chatting with us. And so this last one is our ceremonial final question. It is, John, what feels like home to you?
What feels like home?
Now you're coming through, actually. Perfect. I can hear you now.
I just reconnected my headphones.
Oh, gotcha.
So back with the first question.
Yeah.
Since we have the audio now. What was the first question again?
Where can we find you on the internet?
Oh, okay. I have a YouTube channel called Out of Step 427. Mm-hmm. It's about all my like concert multi-cam videos I've edited over the years, like since 2010, 2011. Mm-hmm. I've been doing it for a decade now, and it has paid off. So I've been doing that. And then on Instagram, it's John Bing, JonBing 27 on Instagram, and that's probably all I have. Mm. And if you're a mutual friend of mine, I'll add you. That's just how I rolled.
Yep. Nice.
On the social medias. But yeah, that's about it. And what feels like home to me for the second question is about going to those local shows or concerts and having that personal experience. Of having that like personal experience with meeting friends, hanging out with friends, seeing them play their own music, and then seeing how the crowd reacts to that music, I think that's just makes the community. I think what's home is to having that own personal community that'll help you grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that music, the music local scene in Denver and all around the nation and the world, it's bringing people come together for a night and sharing their art.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Spent the last tear trying to mend the way you left me lying wide-eyed in my bed. And you came back again. Or maybe it's just in my head. All these things are left unsaid. All these words are in my head. Well, I just wanted to end. Well, that's all we got. So again, thanks for being on, and thanks for working through all of this with us. That's about it. That's a podcast.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
This was my very first podcast. Mm-hmm. So it's really, but I've been listening to them for years.
Oh yeah.
So this is the very first podcast to be on, and I had a great experience as well. You guys are great hosts. And just talking about music and catching up with and sharing our passions for music has been great. And thank you so much for having me on and sharing my Colorado hat story.
Of course.
How it works in the industry and making connections. Like every show has that connection. Mm-hmm. And that's what I would tell the audiences, to make a connection at every show.
I like that. Some good parting wisdom. All right.